panels. That she's the star of the new game, Lightning. Now she's extra sexy.
Lightning strikes twice.
Yes. They made this whole big idea like Lightning Returns. That was like the only reason anybody's excited about that is the main character of the second game was somehow worse. It's like Lightning is not exactly a standard in character writing you should be shooting for.
Yeah, but now you can dress her up and stuff.
Yes, Travis, far, far worse.
This is for someone who likes the co-protagonist of that game.
No, yeah, I liked Noel. Noel had a decent... He didn't really have much of an arc, but he did have a really good backstory that they explored in a really cool way, I felt. I mean, otherwise he's fairly standard shonen protagonist type, but... No, yeah, well, the problem with Sarah in 2 was that the game decided to do this system where you could choose... Where half the time you could choose dialogue options... So, like, for a lot of scenes, and usually this didn't affect much, like, there are sometimes different items you get depending on what you choose. But the issue is that she basically then had to have no personality because they had to account for whatever you make her say, because you can make her be, like, heroic, or you can make her be kind of a whiny little bitch who only cares about finding her sister and doesn't really care about this whole saving space and time bullshit.
Oh no, my sister is part of space and time.
Yeah, pretty much. But yeah, so it was just... She was just very generic and not interesting at all. It was sad. She's mostly a game-long plot device so that it can drive two of the main characters to insanity in the third game, apparently.
What?
Spoilers on the off chance anyone cares about the Final Fantasy 13 plots. Anyone?
No.
No.
Nope.
I didn't really think so. No. So at the end of 13-2 begins establishing. Basically, Sarah has inherited some kind of power that people have that it lets her kind of get psychic visions or something at the cost of... Basically, she's able to change the future, but when the future changes too much, the person kind of gets backlash from it and dies. And so, at the end of 13-2, she dies. Because you have, dramatically changed the course of space-time. Well, then, what I've seen of previews of Lightning Returns implies that Snow and Noel are now both bad guys because Snow has, lost all hope for anything, and Noel is, now that basically took the bad guy in 13-2's place, because that was actually the bad guy in 13-2's plan all along, and now he's determined, I'm thinking, to bring her back, try find a way to bring her back, but I don't really know, and...
See, that actually, I kind of think that sounds interesting as far as making Snow an antagonist instead.
It does, and if they actually do something cool with it, it makes me actually interested in seeing, what do they do with Snow as an antagonist, yeah. Then?
So if they have that plan, then the character where he doesn't progress makes sense.
It could be. I guess it's just a depending of, I don't trust that they had this planned from the beginning.
Well, yeah. I think they did, because
I don't trust them to not bungle this final game when they've bungled
everything. I think they did have it a little planned, because that's the reason they keep making these games even though they're not doing that well. They're just like, well, we already got this written up, so fuck it, we gotta do it.
Yeah, well, they'd originally planned it as at least 2 games, hadn't they?
There are several games that were part of it that are not no longer part of it.
There was supposed to be Versus and Agito. I actually do want to play Agito.
And Versus became 15.
Yeah, Versus became... Originally, there was actually supposed to be, 3 games that were supposed to be, loosely or directly related to each other. And then they changed because Agito just stopped existing. And...
Yeah, I had hopes for that game, too. That actually looked pretty cool.
And Versus 13 became FF15. And I get the impression probably the only reason they made the sequels is because... they had this gap because 14 was an MMO and they didn't have at the time I think 15 planned, so they were like, fuck, we need to keep pumping out Final Fantasies because they're the only thing we make anymore that makes money.
That is so fucking incorrect.
That is possibly just my cynical opinion, but...
So fucking incorrect.
Incorrect? Oh, that's all they make, or...?
That's the only thing that makes them money.
I'm sure there are other things, but, I mean...
Is he titled Under My Little Pony?
Friendship is magic.
We don't want to sprout to the brony demographic. That is a fucking dark path I do not want to go down.
I don't know, Charlie, you're fond of
but
every...
But list the rest of our demographics and tell me how much better it is.
Cartoon ironic. Surprised you haven't jumped on the My Little Pony phase.
There's a My Little Pony in summer camp. There's a brony in summer camp. I'll admit it. Listeners, if you haven't listened to my shit, there's a brony in mine. Enjoy it.
Listen.
I'm happy by this fact.
I have opened the floodgates.
Listen, there is no a mass amount of people who are dedicated to the following of Rocket Power or Doug or Hey
Arnold.
I think
you automatically prove that wrong.
I am only an island.
No man is an island.
You should quit chasing waterfalls. You should stick to the rivers and lake you're used to.
Something, something, something collectivism.
Welp.
I think I'm going to try and make Doge coins this weekend.
Why?
Why? Because it's fucking money. And I have a tower I don't use. If I can just get it set up and run and make Doge coins, it's...
Make sure that the energy costs are worth what you're getting out of it.
I'm gonna go talk to a computer guy. He's making Bitcoins. He's the one that fixed Max's computer.
Okay. Bitcoins are now unprofitable by energy costs. The bottom floor has already been gotten in. It's too unstable. You're probably not going to make money off it. Bitcoins are dumb.
Charlie?
Yeah?
Your face is dumb.
Not dumber than Bitcoins.
I'm just saying, bro.
I'm not disagreeing. I'm just saying Bitcoins are what people who are not good at math, computers, and economics think is a great currency.
I was just going to look into cryptocurrency in general.
Most cryptocurrencies are bad.
Oh, most of them are. That's why I was going to look into them.
And if you got anyone who's actually making it, though, they're not going to say it's bad. You have to actually... the best thing I'd suggest is actually do your own research and, like, try and get the electronic costs of, you know, how much energy you're expending from your computer as opposed to how much, you know, the Doge is worth.
Yeah. No, I was just looking around.
How much is the Doge worth?
My Doge is worth about $3.50 an hour.
Doge value calculator by Doge Tools. Calculate the value of Doge. Let's say 20 Doges. That's
a lot of Doges.
Let's go 2,000 Doges. Worth apparently $5.
Yeah, I don't think you're gonna get, good returns off of Doge.
How about 20,000 Doges? That's $50.
I just have to figure out what it uses. Like, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. I know some of them do something better than others. If it's too expensive to buy in, I'm not even gonna do it. I'll stick with Cardboard Crack. That's a lot easier to play that market.
Cardboard Crack?
Oh.
Magic the Gathering.
I remember seeing an episode, like, I think of Pawn Stars of Storage War, where they sold, like, they got rigged out of a Black Lotus, some type of Mox, and that one, the other Power 9, that, like, the Time one.
Time Walk.
For only $800.
Oh, Jesus.
All. Like, the whole thing, $800.
Well,
not just one of them, which would only be slightly getting hosed.
Yeah.
All
of
them.
One of them can sell for a grand easy. Jesus, they got
yeah,
fucked.
Usually 1500. And the best part is like, oh, well, these all, like he's looking through, well, these all monikers, so they're not gonna go for a lot. Just fucking fleecing them. Not like the actual, like, and this isn't like the actual guys on the show fleecing them, they're the ones getting fleeced.
It's a stupid trading card game, it can't be worth that much money.
Not like there's a couple cards that are really good and aren't printed anymore because they're that good.
Kevin! Yeah, my roommates were just arguing about, should you buy a shotgun? You don't hunt, but I can turn around and sell it later. But you don't hunt. No, see, I buy it now, and in a couple of months, I sell it when the prices go up. This is the stupidest conversation I have to listen to.
The gun market prices go up?
It's trading, essentially. It's like, I'll trade you this for this, you give me some money and a gun, and then later down the road, I'll trade the gun for something else and some cash.
So Travis, you're probably the most knowledgeable of this type of topic. Which has more guns per capita, League of Legends or Dota 2?
Probably LoL because LoL's bigger in America. Dota 2 doesn't have enough guns because it's mainly a Eastern European one. And while there are guns, there's not enough. Americans love their guns. Kevin's back.
All right.
That was weird. Everyone here? Except Charlie? Charlie almost dropped.
Yep, I believe so.
Who's interrupting my me time? That's not me. I didn't do it. I swear. It was Kevin. Kevin did it. He interrupted your me time.
God damn it, Kevin.
And then Manda.
Kevin, you fucker.
Manda, if anyone
would understand, it'd be you.
Yeah, if anyone can truly know what it is to be disturbed.
And
be
then,
annoyed.
And then Manda jumped in on it.
Be annoyed, assholes.
Yeah, Manda jumped in on it to make
me
it even
time
worse.
Is not masturbation. I do that for the world. It's for everyone else.
Wait, masturbation time for you is like webcam masturbation or something? Like, you masturbate for the world?
No.
Not for
me
yourself?
Me time doesn't equal mass... Yes. No. Not sort of. Wow, Kevin. I give to Bex, because I have superior genes to most people, so that's what I buy for the world.
He also
Thank
has good
much.
Genetics.
So you said that right after the masturbating comment, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, you're depriving the world of your superior genetics.
Best side chatter ever.
That's what I don't do, because the masturbating is for the world. This is being recorded, is it? Whoops. God damn it.
See, our GM exploded, and now we have no idea
again.
Where he is.
Oh, he exploded, did he?
Yeah,
he What kind of game you guys running?
A game that ended in my character getting annoyed with Antarctica and making herself an ice palace, and then declaring herself Queen of Antarctica. Basically. Basically.
And then my character buying all the hot water in Antarctica because he was tired of all the fucking cold.
Well, she should consider herself, like, maybe not the mother of, but maybe the sister of the... Maybe the Aunt Arctic.
The what? I heard you said... I don't get it. I didn't really get it. Sorry. You can, like, elaborate some more if you want, though.
Oh my god, Cindy, shut the fuck up. You're so fucking...
You should murder all your roommates.
I'm so tempted to every day. Every day. It's a struggle not to.
Just kill them. Do it, Travis. Travis.
See, it's not the roommates that...
Kill them.
The roommates are the problem. It's the family of the roommates that's driving me fuck nuts.
Oh, yeah, they're still
Can't
there.
You, like, just tell them
you
to give them
set
the
them all
food?
On fire, dude.
What? I haven't touched your food. Yep, cat took it.
It was you, wasn't Travis?
No, I didn't know.
It was so you.
I wish I'd known there was food or I really would have eaten it.
Dude, that would be so infuriating if people came to my house.
I'm surprised with all the snow, it actually
and were assholes and accused you of stealing their food.
All right, so I'm back.
When it was the cat. All
right.
Oh, man. All
right,
well,
so,
I understand, because, I mean, Travis does a pretty good cat impression.
Wow.
Let me change over to my... Hello?
What's up?
Right, I'm back. Alright, so where did we last leave off?
Remy was saying that Snow is an idiot for making an ice palace. Thrill Seeker said, no, that's awesome. And then she said that...
Remy said is that if she kept acting like a... More or less, if she kept acting like a princess, she was going to knock her on her ass, but...
And then Thrill Seeker mentioned that making an ice palace was awesome. So she remarked that if Thrill Seeker wanted, he could always, you know, come pay her a visit. She'll knight him or something.